Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a floor-shaking low-end effects chain flip formula in Ableton Live 12, made for jungle and old-school DNB bass lines. The goal is not just to make a bass sound bigger. The goal is to make it move, hit hard, stay clean in the mix, and flip into a more aggressive character when you want it to. In drum and bass, the bass line is doing a lot of jobs at once. It's the groove, the pressure, and a big part of the hook. So instead of making one overcooked sound that tries to do everything all the time, we're going to build two states of the same bass character. One state is your clean foundation. The other is your flipped FX version. That way, your track can breathe, then switch up with intent. First, create a new MIDI track and load a simple instrument. If you want a pure sub, use operator with a sine wave. If you want something with a bit more harmonic character to start with, use waveatable and choose a basic saw type waveatable. Keep it simple. Don't worry about sound design magic yet. We're building a strong bass first. Now write a short bass pattern. Keep it rhythmic. For old school jungle and DNB, this often works better with one or two notes per bar rather than a busy line. Try short stabs, held notes, and little gaps. That space matters. The bass needs room to lock with the breakbeat. If the pattern is too full, the whole groove can get mushy fast. A good beginner test is this. Mute the drums for a second and listen to the bass at a low volume. Does it still feel clear? Can you hear the notes and the rhythm? If yes, you're on the right path. If not, simplify before adding more processing. Next, we're going to build the core FX chain. On the bass track, add these Ableton devices in this order: EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Corpus or Erosion, Compressor or Kalu Compressor, and then Utility. That order gives you a clean and practical workflow. EQ8 comes first so you can remove junk before it gets enhanced. If the bass is muddy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's too harsh, trim a little in the 2 to 5 kHz range. Keep this subtle. We're not carving huge holes. We're just cleaning up the tone. Then add Saturator. This is where the bass starts getting more weight and harmonic density. Try about 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn on soft clip. That helps the bass feel thicker without instantly turning it into a fuzzy mess. Always balance the output so the volume doesn't jump too much, because louder usually just tricks you into thinking it sounds better. After that, use auto filter. This will become one of your main motion tools. Start with a low pass or band pass filter depending on what you want to hear. A little resonance can make the bass speak more. Not too much, though. In jungle and DNB, a small resonant motion can feel alive, while too much can get whistly and distracting. Corpus or erosion is optional, but really useful. Corpus adds tuned body and resonance. Erosion adds a little rough edge, like dust or speaker grime. Use both carefully. A tiny amount can make the bass feel more physical. Too much can make the sound lose focus. Then compress lightly if needed, just to keep the bass stable. Finally, use utility to control gain and mono width. For the core low end, keep the width at 0%. That mono discipline is important. The sub is the truth of the bass. If the low end gets wide or wobbly, the whole mix can fall apart. Now for the most important part of the lesson, splitting the bass into two lanes inside an audio effect rack. This is the flip formula. Add an audio effect rack after the instrument, then create two chains. One chain is your sub or clean chain. The other is your FX or flip chain. On the sub chain, keep it simple. Put an EQ8 on it and low pass it around 100 to 150 Hz. Add utility with width at 0%. You can add a tiny bit of saturation if you want, but keep this path mostly untouched. This is your anchor. This is what keeps the low end solid while everything else moves. On the FX chain, do the opposite. High pass it around 100 to 150 Hz so the sub stays out of the way. Then add your character processing here. Saturator, auto filter, maybe chorus ensemble, phaser flanger, echo, overdrive, or dynamic tube. This is where the motion and attitude live. The beauty of this setup is that your sub can stay steady while the upper bass flips into a more aggressive or animated version. Now map the important controls to macro knobs. This makes the whole rack feel like an instrument. Create macros for filter open, dirt, motion, and space. Filter open should control the auto filter cutoff on the FX chain. Dirt can control saturator drive or overdrive amount. Motion can control chorus or phaser depth. Bass can control echo wet level. Try simple ranges. Let the filter move from about 200 Hz up to around 4 kHz. Let the saturation drive travel from 0 to around 8 dB. Keep echo subtle, maybe up to 15% in the drop and more only for transition moments. The idea is not to drown the bass in effects. The idea is to give yourself a fast, musical way to change the mood. This is where the phrase FX chain flip really comes to life. Your bass can start dark and tight, then open up, get dirtier, or become more spacious when the arrangement asks for it. Indeed, NB, that kind of controlled change is huge. It keeps the energy moving without needing a completely new bassline every time. Now automate the flip at phrase points. Think in 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar chunks. That's how drum and bass usually breathes. For example, the bass might stay dark for the first 2 bars, then the FX chain opens a little in bar 3, gets dirtier in bar 4, and then snaps back to the clean version at the drop. That kind of structure feels musical, DJ-friendly, and very intentional. A really effective trick is to automate only the mid layer while leaving the sub chain alone. That contrast is the punch. The listener feels the bass get bigger, but the floor shaking weight stays stable underneath. That's the secret sauce here. The sub is the anchor, and the effects layer is the drama. If you want that classic old school jungle feeling, lean into rhythmic movement more than heavy sound design. Use short notes, call and response phrasing, and just enough modulation to make the bass feel alive. A subtle chorus or phaser on the upper layer can give you that restyle motion without destroying the groove. Keep the low end filtered out of that layer, and you get movement without losing focus. If the bass starts feeling messy, don't immediately add more devices. First try reducing the FX chain. In drum and bass, clarity usually hits harder than complexity. A bass line that sounds almost too simple in solo can absolutely destroy in context, if it's balanced well with the breakbeat. Speaking of context, always check the bass with drums. A bass that sounds huge by itself can become muddy once the kick and break come in. Listen for low mid buildup, stereo spread in the wrong place, and too much reverb or delay. Keep the sub mono. Keep the level under control. Let the drums punch through. Once your flipped version feels good, resample it. Record a few bars to audio, then edit the best bits. This is a very powerful workflow in jungle and DNB because it lets you turn one bass idea into stabs, fills, reverse transitions, and chopped arrangement tools. Audio editing often gives you a tighter result than endlessly tweaking the rack. Let's talk about a simple practice approach. Make a 2-bar bass pattern with only 2 to 4 notes. Build the audio effect rack with your clean and flip chains. Map filter open, dirt, and space to macros. Automate the FX chain so the second bar is more aggressive than the first. Then put a drum loop or breakbeat underneath and listen carefully. Ask yourself, is the sub stable? Does the flip feel bigger without losing weight? And does it still hit with the drums? If you want to push it a bit further, make 2 versions. One version can be a cleaner roller style bass. The other can be darker, dirtier, and more jungle-like. Comparing those two will teach you a lot, fast. You'll start to hear how much energy comes from tone, how much comes from rhythm, and how much comes from contrast between clean and flipped states. So to recap the core formula, build your bass in 2 parts, keep the sub clean and mono, put movement and grit on the FX chain, use an audio effect rack to control the split, automate at phrase points, and resample the good moments for arrangement power. That's how you get a bassline that feels alive, controlled, and heavy in an Ableton Live 12 DNB session. The big takeaway is this: you do not need a massive, overcomplicated patch to get floor-shaking low-end. You need a solid foundation, a smart FX flip, and arrangement choices that respect the drums. Keep it simple, keep it intentional, and let the contrast do the heavy lifting. All right, save your rack, loop it up, and let the low-end speak.